Have you ever had somebody that you booked, thought he was going to be good, and then the show just flopped completely?
You mean the show flopped or his career flopped?
No, the show just flopped.
Well, I had the worst band in the history of bands this last summer. I had 4-night deal over in Clinton, Arkansas, the world champion chuck wagon races. I had Chris LeDoux's son booked there on Friday night. And on Thursday morning, I get a call that he's got the virus and can't come to live in Montana. So I had to get somebody from Thursday morning until Friday night. I had that much time to put together a show. And a lot of bands disbanded this past summer. But I had this agent in Austin that was pretty good. I had just wore myself out trying to find somebody. I called him. He said, yeah, I got a group for you. And he told me their name. I can't even remember now. And he said, boy, they're really, really good. I told him what I had to spend. He said, oh, they'll be thrilled to get that. Okay, send them up here. But I had to have a show, a real show. I'm telling you, they were absolutely horrible. Just horrible. They didn't know the song. They start one, then stop. They say, whoops, that's the wrong one. That was the worst I've ever run into. I've had some I just didn't enjoy, but I wish I could think of their name.
No, that's probably good that you didn't.
Yeah, probably so.
Since you gained so much notoriety in the business, would have a lot of people come, oh, you got to hear my son or my cousin's great or you got to hear this guy. Did you get a lot of that?
Because everybody knows I'm a little bit hooked up with Reba. Every grandmother that's got a granddaughter that sings, especially if they sing the national anthem, wants you to listen to them. Not so much anymore because, you know, I'm old and times have passed. And Reba's not popular with the young kids now. I'm sure some of these other acts are. But my goodness, I have so many of those, so many. And I always like to listen and be polite to them.
Sure.
Because they may be something, you know.
Right.
But whether they are or not, you don't want to be rude to them.
Did you ever listen to somebody and think, no, I don't think they have it, and it turned out they did?
Yeah. I sure did. But I thought more they really do have it and turned out they didn't. You're going to laugh at it. I suggested to Garth that he finish college because at the top, you're going to be a weekend wonder. And that just shows how, besides not being able to sing or play the guitar, I'm not able to pick a song.
I bet he's forgotten that now.
I bet he has, too. I hope he has.
Tell me about Jim Halsey and you. Would you end up competing for same acts? Did you have any back and forth with each other at all?
We didn't have any back and forth. We always have a great working relationship. All he's got now is the Oak Ridge Boys, and I use them a couple of times every year. I get along great with Jim. What he did in the music business is unbelievable. He was Major League World Series, and I was in the D League out there. Oklahoma. I respect him, and he did a good job, and I think he respects me. I don't know, but I think he does.
Oh, I'm sure.
He's awful nice to me.
Yeah. Tell us how that works. He owns, shall we say, the Oak Ridge Boys, and he's their agent. But you can come to him and say, I'd like to book them. So then he takes a percentage of that. Tell us how that financial arrangement works.
Yeah, if you're a manager, you get a percentage of everything your act does, whether it's go on a talk show and get paid union scale for it, or if they get $100,000 a night, you get your commission from it if you're their manager. I've robbed old Billy Parker for 60 years now.
If you booked the Oak Ridge Boys, say, at the Maybe Center, then you'd obviously make money there.
Right.
And you'd end up maybe making more than Jim did on that because it was your deal.
Well, yeah, it depends on what I charge the place to put it on. We did them in December in Wellington, Texas. We had to split it up and do two shows. We sold it out, but they couldn't sit close, so we did half of the people show at 2:30, the other half at 7:30 that night. It's either that or canceled. I had 16 big cancellations this last summer. I didn't need another one, so we did it. And the agency that books the Oak Ridge Boys, It's William Morris Agency. They get a commission, and Jim gets commission, and then they've got their bus driver to pay and their souvenir salesman and their crew and their band. And they've got to get a pretty big price in order to come out, you know, to make sense for them to come. The reason we can get them, and we pay them a decent price, we have to in order to make any money on it, but the reason we get them, they'll have 3 or 4 days in Branson, and then you can start that off for a day to end it. They do 4 days there. You get the first night or the last night. If you're within driving distance of Branson, that's 500 miles for them. It's a good deal for them, even though they don't go home because they pay for their fuel and their bus drivers and their stuff that they're going to have to pay anyway. So it's a good deal we've got going with them.
The music promotion business today, is it a whole lot different than when you started? And would it be difficult for anybody to get into the business today?
Well, it would be. And the reason being, when I started or years later, if you had a company and you wanted to have a Christmas party or a special retirement party for someone, the big boss man would tell the secretary, get us a band for that, or get Stonehorse for that, or get Leroy Van Dyke for that, or whatever. So she gets on the phone and starts trying to find out, and she finds an agency that books them. But it's easier for her at that period of time just to call Jim Halsey or Ray Bingham and let them do the worrying about how they're going to find that person, what they're going to price be, and so forth. Now, the day of the computer world, we're just like a travel agency. You don't have to go to a travel agency now to get you an airline ticket. You just go to your computer on your desk. And if a boss tells a woman, now get John Erling, we need him to speak for us if he's not too high. And all she's got to do is turn on that computer, there, John Erling, there, and talk to him personally or his agent. Mm-hmm. If his number's on there. If that makes sense, that's what's happened to my business. If it wasn't for my old staff, my customers, I'd starve to death. But I've got people I've been booking stuff for 30, 35 years, and they still use me. The chuck wagon races in Arkansas, the bullfights in Ardmore, Oklahoma, and quite a few performing arts centers. But they just call me because they know I'm going to buy it for them at the best price I can get it and still be fair to the act.
Right. So you don't rely on the computer, you rely on your connections and your relationships down through the years to make it happen for
you. Yes, and my nephew works with me, and he's a computer genius. He finds a lot of things that we can call and talk to him about. Like last year you had Loretta Lynn there, but we'd like to talk to you about who you're going to have this year. I'm past the stage of liking to do that anymore. But it's what I did to get where I am, wherever that is.
And, you know, I got to compliment you. You have your own charm and looks and so forth that got you into a lot of places. And you have to have that charm. Halsey has that too, to talk your way in or talk somebody into doing something. So there is a natural ability here. Yes, you couldn't play a single tune, but it was your charm and personality that really clicked for you. And you would have to agree with me, even though you probably don't want to compliment yourself.
I truthfully really like people. If I have a party here at my house, I may have a banker, I may have a doctor, and I may have someone who was homeless last night. I've got the widest range of friends that you ever see. I've got some people that have been challenged.
Yeah.
And they all blend together real well. I don't like to dislike someone because they are a banker or because they are this or that.
Right.
But you polish them all up together. It's kind of fun.
Well, and then you have that ability. Not everybody can talk to all levels in society, and you've been able to do that.